You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. So this is the show where we do what we say. We really lean into the local area, the local community, the local economy. And as you've heard me say many times, this is, to me, not just because I was your mayor, but it is just a great, great place to live. And it's not just me. As you know, U.S. News and World Report, you know, said that Green Bay is the number one place to live because of our low crime, affordable housing, strong schools, you know, good air quality, a vibrant culture. We've won awards for the seventh in the nation for quality of life by U.S. News. We're consistently appearing in the top 10 of the most livable cities. Just a lot of good things going for us here in Green Bay. And I think that's something to be very proud of. And we're going to get to the reasons why. But on the other hand, I think we have to not be not live in this world of everything's always going to be great. We have our struggles here too, and we obviously with the infrastructure and transportation. But you know, we struggle a little bit with housing development. There's some homelessness and social issues that we're facing here, and some workforce development. Now, today's show we are going to talk about why we get these awards and how we're going to keep competitive and keep. We're doing what we're doing and not get into this trap of a city that declines. And the key to this, as you probably know, is education. It's not money. It's not the environment. I mean, those things all help. But you need an educated community to get you to continue to advance. And what we have here in Green Bay, and we talk about all these great things, obviously the Packers, but we talk about, you know, the United Way, and we talk about the Red Cross and these programs we have here in Green Bay. But there's a program that we're going to focus this next 45 minutes on today, and that's a program called College Ready. You may know it as Scholarships Inc., which it was years ago, but College Ready is, I want to get this guy on here and talk for 45 minutes about how cool this program is and how lucky we are to have this. And our guest today is Brent Rubel. Are you the executive director? You are.
Yeah, top, executive director.
Top guy. Ooh, okay. I know I went to the top. I usually do that. I try to do that. And we've known each other for some time, and I haven't seen you in a while. And then we ran into each other at the Packer Foundation luncheon, because as competitive as that is, and they gave out, I think, 9 awards, and they had people from Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, and College Ready received an award, and rightfully so, to an impact award. So I think what I want to start with, because those people who may not know who you are, I think I'd like to start with just by you giving us an overall overview of College Ready program. What's its mission, and what do you all do? And welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate the opportunity. Yeah. And so College Ready is a local nonprofit, as you said, and we're encouraging and supporting area students onto higher education. And we're doing that through scholarships and then also college readiness programming. Now, we've been around for a while. As you indicated, we were Scholarships Inc., and we started as that in 1962. We were actually founded by the principal of Green Bay East High School at that time. You know, he had a lot of students that he thought had potential, and he wanted to make sure higher education was available to them. So he went to the community leaders, and he said, you know, we've got these students, but they just don't have the financial support. And that's really how our organization was born. In that first year, that organization, they raised $7,500, gave out scholarships to 16 students here in the Green Bay area. And that's how everything really got started. Believe it or not, that's about $700 or so per student, if my math is right. I may not be right, but anyhow. But back then, that was enough to cover tuition, you know, to go to UW-Madison.
Right.
Well, yeah. So we've been doing scholarships. We're still a scholarship granting organization. But then about 10 years ago, we wanted to do more than just help students with need pay for college. We actually saw a great need to help students become enrolled in college. And that really is around students from impoverished backgrounds, students whose parents or family had never been to post-secondary, you know, either a two-year or four-year college. There was a need to help those students get enrolled into college. So now we're doing that. We're dual focus, and hence the name change then to College Ready.
And we have a market of people whose parents haven't gone to college.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, most of the parents that we're working with, not only have they not gone to college, but probably about a third of them haven't even finished high school. And so,
really?
You know, yeah, yeah.
So
that college going process.
Probably not on the top of their list.
It's not on the top of their list. They've never been through it. It's difficult for even regular parents like myself. My youngest is still in college, and that whole process and understanding, you know, how to get them there. And the steps to take, they just don't have that.
I was looking at what kind of maybe stops people from going to college, and cost of tuition is at the top of the list, but I want to get to a little bit more what you're talking about is just the knowledge of going to college. I mean, there's a lot of, I don't know if paperwork's the right way, but there's a process mm-hmm. to getting in there. So that's all part of your program. And with that, I want to talk about, like, who's eligible? Like, even somebody who's maybe from a little higher income level, can they talk to you? Or how does this all work where somebody can say,
sure.
Look, my parents think I should go to college, or the parents are calling you and say, look, I want my kid to go to college. I don't know where to start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, so really two focuses. We've got that scholarship focus that's been ongoing since we started. And that's an application process annually that's eligible to any student that's going on to a two-year or four-year school in the United States. And those scholarship recipients then are chosen based on their financial need, because we look at that. We want to make sure our donors' dollars are being best used. And then the amount they get is based on merit, you know, how they did in school, what are the things that they're involved in, and those types of things. So, you know, if you want to look at, there is no income level per se from our scholarship perspective, but we are looking at financial need, you know, based on their ability to have funds and those types of things. Obviously, a family that has the ability, you know, won't qualify necessarily for those need-based scholarships, but for the most part, you know, those scholarships are open, you know, to those in our community. And when I say community, we're really looking at Brown County and Door County, so 18 high schools that we're serving from that scholarship perspective.
And do you want the students to apply to schools within that same market, or can they look outside Wisconsin, right?
Sure. You know, is there really, they really can look outside Wisconsin if they want to. Like I said, we'll support scholarships to any accredited two-year or four-year school in the United States. But what we're really seeing is that about a third of our students that are coming in for those scholarships aren't getting those scholarships. They're staying right here in our community, NWTC, UW-Green Bay, Bellin College, St. Norbert. But then even beyond that, almost 90% are staying within Wisconsin. And so
that's great.
We know that that money is being invested, first of all, here in these students to stay here in this community to be our, you know, future leaders. And even the ones that are going, you know, to another school in Wisconsin, typically they are coming back to this community for employment.
So Scholarships, Inc., how are you, you give out, I mean, it's more than $700.
Yeah, yeah, it's increased a little bit over the years, right?
But with that, you must have increased your revenue. And how does that work?
Sure, sure. So, you know, since we started in 1962, we've awarded over, well, almost $14.5 million to about 7,000 area students. So right now, we're averaging about $500,000 a year to just under 200 students. So if you do the math on that, it's about $2,500 average scholarship.
Nice.
So we try to make sure that there's an impact because, you know, we know college is so expensive. Instead of like awarding more at a smaller amount, we're trying to make an impact. And so our lowest scholarship dollar is $1,000, and we go all the way up to $6,000.
Well, that's real money.
Yeah, it is real money. It is real money.
You know,
Exactly.
I mean, everything is $50 is great, but
yeah, right, you know, of course,
it's all good. But so this, tell me this, this Packer Foundation, which is extremely competitive to, right? I mean, you got all these nonprofits in the state of Wisconsin.
Of course,
everybody knows the Packers, and yep. you know they're generous, but they've got a ceiling too. And I mm-hmm. think it's like maybe $1 million. I'm not exactly sure what mm-hmm. they gave out last Tuesday. We at the new community shelter were a recipient, but as much as we've done in this community for the last 30 years, we're doing something different and new. And
sure.
that is why we talked to them, sent them the application, and they're like, this is awesome what you guys are doing. It's an impact. Are you doing something different with that money, or is it yeah. enhancing what you're doing?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great segue into that whole college readiness aspect. So, you know, that's what we started about 10 years ago, really working with students starting in sixth grade, believe it or not, all the way through 12th grade. So our goal is to have them obviously graduate high school and then go on and get enrolled and complete college. Now, these are students, again, that are free reduced lunch. Students whose parents have not gone on to post-secondary. Those are the criteria to be in the program and to apply for the program. So we're selecting about 30 students a year to come in as sixth graders and then stay with us in that program. In middle school, we're really focusing on, you know, the habits of good success for academics and studying and those types of things, and specifically reading and writing. We've identified and working with the school district and what they're seeing is that reading and writing are areas of emphasis that they need extra help in, the students that we're working with in particular.
Those 30? Is that?
Yeah. About 30 per year. So then we go for 7 years.
All right. And these students... So this isn't really a financial incentive for tuition. This is more of college readiness academics.
It's both, actually. It is both because there is an incentive. So as the students participate in the program, they earn points, and those points turn into scholarship dollars when they graduate. So they can earn up to a $5,000 scholarship just by participating in the program. They don't have to do anything else, participate in the program, and get the money.
I would think there's a lot of students... who would qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the free and reduced lunch numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've been out of office for, I think, 5-6 years. It was significantly high in some of these schools, Brent. I mean, it was.
Yeah, we're talking 50, 60, you know, 70%, depending
right.
upon the school that you're looking at. Exactly.
So how do you pick 30?
Yeah, well, you know, that's hard. And so part of it has to be parent engagement and involvement because
okay.
we know if we can keep the parents engaged and involved and help them along the way, that's going to equate to greater success in the long term. So there is a parent part of our programming that's required to get the students signed up, first of all, and then continue to participate in that. So that does narrow it a little bit. And then beyond that, you know, it's really that interest and that desire, because when they're, you know, when we're looking at fifth graders here, I mean, you know, you know, they got a long way to go. So,
yeah.
you know, we don't want to turn away people.
No. And when we come back, I want to talk about an example.
Sure.
Obviously no names or anything,
yep.
but
yep.
how that really, and I'm sure you have your success stories. You've been
sure.
doing this for a while,
sure.
but I'll talk about that. And then I want to talk about some engagement with the schools, how they're doing in terms of the counselors, a couple of other things I want to talk to you about. And I just want to thank you for being here.
Yeah,
this is Brent Rubel, who is the executive director of College Ready, a program that is really getting our kids ready for college, be it a technical school or a four-year college. We're lucky to have that here in Green Bay, and we're really lucky to have you as the executive director. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back.
They keep trying too quick for the line they throw.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Schmidt, and we are talking with Brett Rubel, who is the executive director of College Ready, a program that really gets the student ready, but really gets this community ready to face some of the challenges and just be educated on what our future is facing. Before I get back to Brett Weiger, we have a sponsor, right? Take sponsors to put on a show like this. We got to pay our producer, Khan. No, he's great. And, you know, this costs money to put this on. And we have a couple great sponsors for this series because they love College Ready and what they do. And one of them is Nicolet Bank. And Nicolet Bank is just a great example of how to run a business. You know, I teach at NWTC, and we talk about just a good organization. I mean, it's more than just running a good operation and making money. I mean, there's philanthropy in there. There's coaching. There's getting your employees engaged in the community. And really, I think nobody does that better than Nicolet Bank. I mean, they started in 2000, and you know, with really Mike Daniels and Bob Atwell. Now they have 57 branches. They're, you know, Wisconsin, in the UP, and Minnesota, and they just do so many good things here in our community. Everything, Feeding America, they obviously help us out at the new community shelter. They do many things, city deck events. And I think the reason, and besides all that, they're a great bank. I mean, they're great for home loans, for business loans, financial planning. And, you know, I think those guys, when they started, and, you know, it's just the two of them, when they really got this thing going as executive leaders, they knew where they wanted to go. They had a great mission statement. We're community focused. We're going to take care of our employees, and we're going to take care of our community. And they had a good vision. We're going to grow this thing, and we're going to grow it strategically and profitably, which they've obviously done. So, and when they give back to the community, and I went and saw them, I said, "Hey, look, I'm going to be doing this radio show called Lean Local." It was like, I don't know, 30-second conversation. They're like, "We're in." So I just think people like that, banks like that, and they not only give back financially, but a lot of their employees serve on different boards and commissions. So I just want to thank them for sponsoring us.
Yeah, they're a great community-minded organization. Uh-huh. You're exactly right. And they are a supporter of College Ready.
Are they?
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, that doesn't surprise me. I didn't know that until you said that. But so College Ready, which you are the executive director. And before that, you were with another nonprofit, were you not?
Yeah, before this, I was with Family Services
of
Northeast Wisconsin. Yeah. And then prior to that, United Way. So my entire career has been in Green Bay and in nonprofit, which is not what I expected when I went to college, actually. But
boy, you get in it. And I mean, you're making a living, but it's so much more than that when you're in the nonprofit world, isn't it? I mean,
oh, it is. It is. It's much more than that. And it's and everybody in the nonprofit world, you know, you're in it to help others and to improve others and to see their lives get better. And it's really gratifying to see all the students we're serving and you know, where they start in our program, especially that College Readiness program, and then where they finish, end up, and how they become young adults.
And you were the recipient last week of a grant from the Packer Foundation for your College Ready program. And before we went to break, we talked about, it's kind of, you select 30 students, which has got to be tough out of what, I mean, there's thousands of sixth graders in our, in Brown County and Door County.
Yeah, yeah.
You find 30 of them that you qualify and their parents are also engaged. Yep. And I think whether they're in that program or not, parent engagement is critical.
Oh, it is. Without a doubt, without a doubt. Yeah. And this program in particular, you're right. So this College Readiness program where we're helping these students after school, again, sixth grade through 12th grade. This is just specific to the Green Bay area, this program is. But that's what the Packer grant was for. That was to help us to serve more students. And so we started this program on the east side of Green Bay, Edison, Washington, Easton, Preble. And now we've been doing it for 10 years. You know, we know what we're doing. We've got the results. The community would like us to expand to other schools on the west side in particular. And so we're working on that, and that's what this grant is going to help us do.
And the reason you got the grant is because it works.
Exactly. Yeah, we got the results. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's the commitment from the parent engagement is, you know, not the, from the student? Are these weekends, is it after school? Is it? Tell me what the student is committing to. And the results speak for themselves. The student is a better student, especially in comes to the English and the math side of life.
Yeah. 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 So exactly. So our programming from a student perspective, it's really once a week in their school after school. So we're working with them for about 2 hours after school session. We've got a curriculum once a week, again, with each of those different grade levels, sixth grade, seventh grade, all the way through 12th grade. We've got a different curriculum at each grade. So we're visiting with the students. We're doing that right in their school with them. And then
are they alone or are they with other students?
Oh, they're with other students. Okay, so they're all together. Yeah.
See, that's cool too.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Because they build that.
That socialization. That we lost a little bit of that. Through COVID.
Oh yeah.
We don't spend too much time on that. But I just wanted to make. I think that's great that it's more than just tutoring one on one. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, exactly. Our staff is working with the group of students.
Cool.
As a whole, that 25 to 30 group of students. So our student programming is once a week throughout the entire school year. And then our families or our parents, we have a parent family workshop once a month on a Saturday morning. And we alternate locations between UW-Green Bay and NWTC. We've got great relationships with them. So like I said, as their students are progressing in our curriculum, so are their parents. So the parents are learning in middle school how to best support their students academically, how to even connect with electronically the apps to be able to get them into systems and to be able to communicate with their students' teachers.
How cool to have your Saturday morning things at TC or UWGB, not intimidated by that institution either.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. We're trying to break down those barriers.
All right. You guys know what you're doing. We're going to be right back here with Brett Rubel, College Ready Program.
Take my heart and make it strong. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone I've ever met. I'm stuck down your heart. City on rock and roll.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the second half of Lean Local. Today, we are focused on one of the great programs we have here in Greater Green Bay, College Ready. And we know of a lot of programs. I don't think this one is in the top of the list sometimes. You hear about all great programs here, right? Boys and Girls Club, United Way, Red Cross, and so many other things. But College Ready is really making an impact in this community. It's getting students ready for continued education after high school, and be it a technical college or four-year college. We want to be ready because we're going to talk about in a second that the difference in going to college or not going to college is not only $1 million, it's just the opportunities are so much more if you put that investment in. Brett Rubel, who is the executive director of this program, wants to make sure you're ready. A couple other things we're going to get to, but before we do, this show is sponsored, as I mentioned in the first half, by Nicolet Bank, and this part is by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And Pella, here in Green Bay, is just a terrific company. I have my house, as some of you know, is just a little bit older, 120 years old, but they came over and they have a program, and they can look at your house and they'll show you different types of windows and different styles. Like, a house built in 1985, those windows wouldn't look good in my house. And the windows I have in my house, I don't think it would look real good in their house either. And they just bring the laptop out and show you these different styles. And they also install them, which is half the battle of having a good window because, it's no secret that your heat loss is through your windows and your door, period. And we bought both of those from Pella, and not the cheapest place to go, but they have great financing packages too. And we did something where it was over like a 3-year period. We love it. And that's just a great company. It's just Pella.com. They come over. It's free, that whole analysis, assessment of your home.
And the variety they have is it's incredible. What they offer, and the quality of product is second to none. And I just really encourage you at the local company, and I talked a little bit earlier about how important it is to me to do business with companies that give back, and they're another one. I mean, they donate. They're involved in a lot of things. Again, at the new community shelter where I work, they're very, very generous to us, and again, great employees that serve on different boards and commissions. So I just want to, thank John Kalowitz, who of course is the president over there, and his whole company. That's we're lucky to have them here as well.
Yeah, they are great windows. I can attest to that. The quality is there. We put them in our house about 25 years ago, right. And they're just like they were the first day they put them in.
And that's what's cool about it. I too is like wow. I'd rather buy something really, really good and not have to do it every 7-8 years.
Exactly.
So anyway,
Make the investment.
We want to thank Pella.com. So give them a call too. So we were talking about this whole college ready, getting these students ready to go to college, how important the parent engagement is. And I just want to underscore the parent engagement, how you have these Saturday meetings with not only the student, but with the family.
Yeah, exactly. So it really underscores their commitment. I mean, we have these parents coming out on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock so that they can make sure that their student does better. And really, these parents want a better future for their students. Many of our parents are working second and third shift. They're working two or three jobs just to make ends meet because they didn't have that higher education in their background, and they want their just like you and I, we want more for our kids than what we had. And so they are very committed to this, and that's important to have their commitment for their success as well.
And your organization, which started in 1962, has grown with the changing economics, with the changing environment that we have here, yet your mission statement has really stayed the same, is that our mission is to encourage and invest in area students to succeed in higher education.
Yeah.
And so you've been at this for a while, and I've been to some of your banquets. Tell me about some of the results. I mean, without mentioning kids' names, I understand that, but you've got a lot to brag about.
Yeah. On both fronts, scholarships and readiness. So scholarships, we feel pretty good about our process that we have for selecting our recipients because every year, so our recipients can come back for a second year of funding. Some of our scholarships are 4 years. Most of them are two. But we get 95% of our students coming back for their second year of funding. So we know they're persisting and they're going on to their second year,
right?
Which is a lot higher than the average for college freshmen. And we also know if they persist and they make it to that second year, their chances of graduating with that degree are so much higher. So from a scholarship perspective, we feel like our results are good and they speak for themselves. And then this readiness program. So we're getting high school graduation, obviously, number one, that's first important. You can't go to college without graduating from high school. So we've got, so now we're working in our 10th year of the program. We have 100% high school graduation in our history of our program. And we've got 94% college enrollment rate. There's a few students that,
that's incredible,
haven't gone
though.
Enrollment, but.
I don't want to interrupt you, Brett, but that's incredible that 100% graduation rate, because I think if kids don't graduate from high school, that's a tough world out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, without a doubt.
And some people start worrying about Johnny when he's a junior in high school, and it's kind of a little bit late. Maybe there's something you can do, but what I like about your program, and sixth grade is when you can start. Some people would argue fourth grade you can start working on it, but sixth grade is a great place to say, look, you're going to graduate. And if you enroll in this program, there's 100%. Now, I'm not a math major, but that's a pretty high percent. I mean,
that's
awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're really building that relationship with the student and the family. It is a long program. It is 7 years.
That's all right.
But we're building that trust and that relationship along the way, both ways, to be honest. And so those parents and those families really, trust us, and they see what's happening with their student. Their grades are improving, their attendance is improving, and those types of things. And so they want to continue that.
And maybe they're liking school too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
right.
Important, right?
Yeah.
That a student's engaged in school. And I don't know that I ever got that gene. But my kids love school.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't think they got that from me, but I think you're right about it's, you create an environment that
they want to learn, and they see a future. So wow, that's I got to be honest with you. I did a little research before we did this interview. I'm not sure I knew that someone who was engaged in a college readiness program in sixth grade and committed to the program, and you obviously commit to them, that there's 100% graduation rate, and then 94% of those kids go on to higher education.
Yeah, wow, yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
pretty cool.
You know, and nowadays too, I mean, you know, college is expensive, and we talked about that. You can't waste time in school. Like when I went to college, you know, I was kind of still figuring it out, but it didn't cost as much. And it took me 5 years, but I did it, you know. But now, you know, we're trying to help those families and those students in particular focus on what are your interests? What do you want to be in your, what kind of career, so that you can pick your major, so that you're starting the ground run, you know, you're hitting the ground running. There's so many other things. There's dual credit, you know, that you should be doing when you're in high school, and almost all high schools offer that to be able to cut down on some of the classes you have to take. Right. And so there's so many different things. There's so many different things. And that's what we really work on when they get to high school then. You know, we build that foundation of academics and support in middle school. And then on high school, we work on that college going process.
It's pretty amazing if somebody is strategic or maybe coached under your organization, how when they're senior in high school, they've got it going on. I mean, they've got some college credits, you know, and they're saving themselves like almost up to a year. The other thing is that I think you to go to TC and get some basics out of the way and then transfer to GB.
Exactly.
And they have such a good relationship, those two schools.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that whole college credit thing. I mean, UW-Green Bay does a great job. Matter of fact, we've had, I think, two or three of our students in the last couple of years that have graduated with an associate's degree already. So they've completed that in high school, got the dual credit. But then, yeah, you're right, that relationship with NWTC, UW-Green Bay, and then with College Ready, we're seeing students, you know, that maybe not as sure about what they want to do. But they're going to go to NWTC, they're going to get their gen eds in, and then they're going to transfer to UW-Green Bay, and they're going to finish their major.
And students, like I said, teaching there, and many of them, I ask them what they want to do, and many of them, the intent is to transfer, and I think that's fine. Yep. I've been teaching there for 3 years, but D's don't transfer. I said, look, man, you weren't into the class. Ah, yeah, no, there's all these excuses. And I said, and then he did pull a little AI towards the end. And I'm like, look, you didn't write this. And then he went to the dean. He goes, I deserve a C. And I'm like, you're not getting one from me, I'll tell you that. And he went to the dean and he just wanted it to transfer. Mm-hmm. You know, if a D would have transferred, he wouldn't have, you know, argued. But, you know, they stayed with my grade. It just, because I think it's smart to go to, but you still got to work at NWTC as well. It's not like it's a free ride there.
No,
I tried to explain that to him, but
exactly.
I don't know what he's doing now. No, he's fine. He retook the class.
Obviously not a College Ready participant.
No, had he taken, I told him, man, go give Brent a call. So that's a great program. And I'm glad that thanks to the Packer Foundation and really for your leadership, that this will be available in more schools on the west side of Green Bay now. And I think parents should look at that. Is it the student counselors that would bring this to the student's attention, or you, how would a parent know that, hey, this is a great program?
Yeah, exactly. We work directly with the schools. You're exactly right. So through the student counselor offices, we're bringing these opportunities to the parents and the families.
Okay. That's because there's some things out in this community that people don't know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my job and, you know, civic media and is just to get the word out there. And it's hard to do. There's just a lot of things out there and a little bit of confusion at times, but all right. So they can contact your organization or the student counselor.
Yeah, certainly. They could go to collegeadywi.org, our website, and be able to find information there as well.
All right, so that's College Ready. Sixth grade, you get engaged in this, and you are 100% going to graduate. I want to get back to the scholarships. It's not called Scholarships, Inc.
Right.
Used to be. There's some serious money out there, and I want to talk about some of the scholarships that are out there. I want to talk a little bit about who qualifies, and that's pretty broad. Mm. I mean, what people, and a couple success stories, and I know some of them personally, that people without you, they wouldn't have gone to school.
You
must feel really good about that. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. And then if you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners also when we come back, you've had an interesting career. You're happy. You're living. Well, you're not flying private, but I mean, you're making a good living in the nonprofit world. And I think we should encourage more people. And
working for the government, I wouldn't call that non-profitable. It was non-profit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was in the private sector. I loved it because we got to do things when we made money, mm-hmm. which was a sure. way of doing that. But I think people like you, and I know so many people that have really could have done something else, but they're unbelievably happy, and that's at the end of the day, that's what we want. Yeah. So we're going to talk about your career and okay. how you got that all squared away. So we're going to be back with Brett Rubel, who is the executive director of College Ready, and we're going to talk about more of the scholarship program and really a career working and giving your energy and your talents to the nonprofit world. We'll be right back. It's Jim Schmidt, Lean Local.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is the show where we are talking about things that are local and really nothing more local than the education of our community here. And that not only helps us get where we are, but really takes us to the future where we belong. And something that really helps this community with our students from sixth grade to through college is the College Ready program. And Brett Rubel is with us, and we've talked sometime about College Ready, just getting kids ready for college, starting in the sixth grade and getting them. And if you stick with the program that they offer, which is an incredible program, engages both the family and the student, 100% chance your kid's going to graduate. That's pretty good odds. So yeah. I just think it's terrific what you're doing, and you're to be applauded for that. And I can see why the Packers Foundation chose you out of, I don't know how many gazillion applications they get to fund that. Yet there's students that maybe are ready, but there's other barriers. It's a financial barrier. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go into debt barrier. Right. They're just afraid of that. It's like, you know, grandpa, their dad, just do whatever you want to do. Just never go into debt, which mm-hmm. is not a bad philosophy, but you got to look at that as an investment, but some people don't. And there's other things that they may just have too much responsibility at home. They mean, mm-hmm. maybe they're part of the family budget.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So they need money. Yeah, is that my point? And so you have a whole nother program for that. And I want to talk about how you get your money, and I'll talk about who can qualify and that whole process. Cause I've been to that event, and that's more than handing out a check. That's a pretty cool event you put on.
Yeah, yeah. No, that event, by the way, is coming up on July 10th. It's called our Lamp of Knowledge Celebration.
All right, right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner, down at the Meyer Theater. Okay. Actually, really right around the corner. So that's our one event where we distribute all of our scholarships. We award our scholarships. All the students come to the event with their families, their parents are so proud. It's just a real vibrant event. To be able to see everybody, how proud they are. And you're right, you know, so getting, you know, college ready is one thing, but then being able to help pay for college, help fund it, is another thing. And so that's where, you know, being able to have scholarships, with our average scholarship being about $2,500, you know, we're trying to make an impact there with those students to be able to go to college. And when we do surveys of our previous recipients, you know, 2/3 said, you know, it wouldn't have been possible for them, you know, to go to college, or it would have been a struggle without the additional funding that they got, you know, through our organization.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Let's see, back to my math. That's over half.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, and what I was so impressed about, just the variety of donors you have. I mean, we have the usual, but thank God we have Schreiber and Green Bay Packaging and some of the people who have been with you.
Probably, Associated Bank.
Yeah, exactly. Probably since day one.
Yep.
And there's some other people who have given scholarships. What I was going to say, Brent, was, and I know Green Bay is changing, but I was surprised at the diversity of people who receive those scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. You know, Green Bay is changing, and people may not know that as much if they're, you know, not in the schools, but the population is changing. The diversity is changing. And, you know, I think if you come to our event, you see that really right on the stage.
Right.
I mean, when we're looking, especially at our schools, Green Bay East, Green Bay Preble, West and Southwest, I would say that, you know, a majority is from a diverse population.
Right. And remember Dan Nierad, who used to be the superintendent of schools years ago.
Oh, I think, good guy.
A great guy.
Yep.
But I think I was running for mayor or something. I went and talked to him. And he said, I said, what do you think of the future of Green Bay? You know, superintendent of schools. He goes, if you want to know what your future is going to be, look at your schools. And that was good advice. Go there and look at it. And like you said, if they're, you know, I mean, you go to the city band concert, you know, it's pretty older white people, but you look at your schools, it could be majority minority.
And that's what it is right now, especially in the schools we're currently working in.
Right.
It's majority minority. Yeah. You're exactly right.
And it's pretty cool how appreciative those kids are, because that's, it's a lot of money to anybody, but for some of those kids, like you said, 2/3 of them, that's the difference.
That's
in them,
the difference. Yeah,
right. Going on to school or not.
Exactly.
So.
And a lot of those students, like I said, a lot of them are going here locally. So although I would certainly encourage an on-campus experience as a part of the college experience. Many of them choose not to do that, just to be financially, you know, stable. So they're going to school, they're staying at home. Like you said, a lot of them still are maintaining responsibilities in the home. You know, if they're the oldest in their family, you know, they're maybe contributing to the income. They're certainly taking care of the kids.
Right, and culturally that can be a different thing.
Exactly.
And I think you have to be sensitive to that because it's, I would agree. I think the college experience is, I don't, even if you're Green Bay to go to UWGB or St. Norbert to stay on campus, I think that experience is healthy.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the reality is it more than doubles your cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is the academics and the education and you add to that thing.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. That's, like I said, here at the Meyer Theater on July 10th. And tell me just quickly here, if somebody wants to donate to this, I mean, you need to donate to the New Community Shelter, you need to donate to the United Way, you need to donate to Boys and Girls Club, but people need to put you on their list. So how does that work?
Well, I think, you know, from a scholarship perspective, if you're interested in having a scholarship in your name or your company's name, you know, certainly that's an opportunity for you. We've got many sponsors that are with us, like you mentioned, Associated Bank, Green Bay Packaging, Schreiber, those types that are getting a named scholarship for their sponsorship. But we also have many individuals that are wanting to do something in memory of a family member as well. And so you can do that for, you know, for as little as you want. Or else, you know, there's this, the program that we're running in terms of, you know, supporting that.
And you can help them with that, different things.
Oh, we can help them.
Tell me
it.
How they get a hold of you or you to, let's say I'm interested in donating. I want to get a scholarship set up for my dad or mom.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, well, you can call me directly, 920-857-9088, or at our website, collegeReadyWI.org.
All right, Brent Rubel, thank you for what you're doing. Thanks for making this a better community, and thanks for joining us here on Lean Local. We'll be back next week with another special guest. The sheriff's coming in. So thank you for joining us, Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.